This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 320 for Wednesday, March 26th. I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin. The ICE Futures canola market was stronger Wednesday, continuing to correct off nearby lows as the market remains attractively priced compared to other options. Canola up $3 to over $10 at the final bell, May up $10.20 at $588.40 per ton. Gains in Chicago soy oil provided spillover support, with Malaysian palm oil also firm on the day. European rapeseed was mixed, but the spread between canola and rapeseed remains historically wide, which should be encouraging European demand. The May canola contract does remain below most of its major moving averages, and many technical indicators are still pointing lower, despite the corrective bounce the past three sessions. Uncertainty over looming tariffs from the U.S., set to go into effect next week, did remain a bearish influence in the background. In the U.S., soybeans held near unchanged, while corn and wheat were both mostly lower. Soybeans were underpinned by expectations for smaller U.S. Soybean plantings this spring, chart-based positioning as values held above nearby lows, and gains in soy oil added to the firm tone. However, recently harvested Brazilian crops kept a lid on the upside, despite some declining production estimates from the country. The May soybean contract down 0.75 cents at the close at 10.01 per bushel. The USDA's planting intentions report will be released next week, Monday, and average trade guesses call for a 3 to 4 million acre cut to the 87 million acres of soybeans seeded last year. Quarterly stocks data will also be released at the time. Corn, meanwhile, pressured by expectations for increased U.S. acres this spring, the May contract down 6 cents at 4.51 per bushel. After seeding 90.6 million acres of corn last year, average trade guesses call for an increase of at least 3 to 4 million acres in 2025, with some analysts forecasting U.S. corn plantings as high as 96 million acres. U.S. ethanol production eased slightly in the latest weekly report, although stocks of the renewable fuel were still higher. Wheat lower across the board, with forecasts for improved moisture conditions across parts of the U.S. winter wheat growing areas next week behind some of the selling. Uncertainty over ceasefire talks in Ukraine also kept some caution in the market. Spring wheat down 2 cents in the May contract at 5.86 per bushel. Hard red winter wheat down 4 cents in May at 5.65 per bushel. Chicago soft wheat down 8 cents in the May contract at 5.35 per bushel. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, March 26th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.